Do the HIPAA laws in America apply to your church or ministry? Stay tuned.
How confident are you that you know the legal answer? No need to worry. The Christian Law Association has already done your legal homework. Here's attorney David Gibbs, Jr.
Pastor Neil had a member come to him with an urgent prayer request. The member's friend was in the hospital undergoing a critical surgery. Would Pastor have the church pray? While Pastor would definitely pray, he was concerned about giving details to church membership without the friend's consent. Would that violate HIPAA? Pastor called our attorneys to get an answer. Our attorneys at the Christian Law Association explained that HIPAA laws do not apply to most traditional churches, but privacy concerns and potential lawsuits absolutely could. Without specific consent, always abide by the rule of thumb of less is more. Stick to initials in terms like urgent health concerns. Don't ever give details without the permission of the sick party.
That's attorney David Gibbs, Jr. of the Christian Law Association. Visit our website for legal brochures, our e-alert newsletter, publication catalog, and more. Find us at christianlaw.org. christianlaw.org.
And we're now 8 minutes past 12 noon on our Tuesday afternoon. And someone texted in when I gave the temperature here of 36. Let me see if I can get back over there. In the great area of Burnsville, North Carolina, 29 degrees and the wind blowing. Yeah, have mercy. So some of the higher elevations, definitely a lot cooler and some snow. I think the snow's kind of tapering off, but we did see some accumulations in the higher mountain elevations. Of course, towns that and counties that border Tennessee. But nonetheless, a cool start, and I guess it's about time. We are in December now. Well, we've got Swap Shop coming your way here in a little bit, and if you can stick around, we'd love to have you, myself and Brother Roger Walton. And if you've got an item for us today, let us know. You can call 828-884-9427, or you can email wgcr@icloud.com. We'll say that also another option, if you'd like to include a photograph or something, you can use our website. Just takes a little time for that information to get through the firewalls of security, but our web address is wgcr.net. Well, taking us up to Swap Shop time today, Sandy Blythe, and If You Could See What I See. Dedicate this to folks that have lost a loved one this year.
On earth we said our goodbyes. When the Father called me away, the angels came to greet me, and they carried me through heaven's gates. Especially at this time of year. But if you look through the windows of heaven, one glimpse would dry all
This is Roger Walton with a moment from our Christmas musical heritage. Harry Bolbach is the writer of this Christmas song. It was written during his time as a missionary in Brazil along the Amazon River. One day, he traveled to the city of São Paulo. He was waiting at the bus station when the bell sounded for the hour of Mary. As the people grew excited over Mary, Mr. Bolbach reflected on the birth of Christ, where the whole scene was about that babe in the manger. He began to hear the tune in his head and words began to come. He wrote it on a piece of paper. Upon arriving at his friend's house, he set down the piano and sang his new song. Ring the bells, let the whole world know Christ was born in Bethlehem many years ago. Christmas Musical Heritage Moment is a production of Anchor Broadcasting.
And with that familiar theme, it's chilly, but it's warm inside, and that's where I am. I'm Christy Johnson.
No, it's not. I'm not having chilly. I'm having something else.
Oh, chilly. It is lunchtime.
I know. Maybe instead of chilly, I'll have something hot just between 10 because it's not moving very much. The thermometer doesn't want to budge.
No, it's not doing a whole lot today. And someone texted in just a little bit ago from Burnsville and said they were at 29 degrees with the wind blowing. So we're warming that. So that's a positive. But we've got temperatures in the 30s for most of Western North Carolina, the upstate in the low 40s.
Yeah, 34 here.
What was your low this morning?
27.
Okay. Seeing Brother Brian, 30, I think, was what we had here. And tonight we're going to be in the teens.
Yeah, that I knew they were going to readjust that. When they came out with it, I said, no, that's not what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
And I'll just leave them for the weather people to say it. I'm not going to be the bearer of the bad news.
You don't want to make people cry.
It's a calm. The wind will completely calm down. When the wind calms down and there's no humidity, the minute the sun goes down and there's no wind, that is a perfect storm for radiational cooling, and boom, you're going to drop like a rock.
Yeah, so 19 is what the forecast says right now. And we know in some of the higher elevations, you know, those temperatures will be even colder. So definitely want to make sure that you've got outdoor spigots, things like that. Want to make sure, hopefully you've already got that done. But it is time, because we'll have a little bit of an upswing as far as temperatures, but then we'll be back down below freezing again.
So, yeah, another front's coming through.
Yeah, so we just kind of, well, it's where we are. We're in December.
Yeah, it turned December, and the calendar decided to go ahead and cooperate.
Yeah, it is. It's 2020, so anything is possible.
Yeah, and by the way, I didn't say anything because it was the 30th yesterday, but even though that ended the official hurricane season, there is another storm. I don't think it's been named anything.
How many does that make?
They had 30 named storms this year.
Which is record-breaking.
Record-breaking. There's a tropical disturbance off the coast of Africa, but it's further north, and it formed. So we'll see at this point. Oh, the sun came out of nowhere and blinded me.
Yes, he's glowing there, so I guess he'll change his blinds.
Couple
of things. That was a bright one. A couple of things to remind folks of. Our grocery warehouse will open today for shopping at 1:30. We were closed last week, but we are open. So I had a couple of calls about that, so we wanted to remind folks. Also, Grace, we have another gift certificate for Christmas ham that she'll be trying to give away this afternoon. So caller number one, got to be pretty quick. And we'll continue until the 23rd every weekday, ringing in the bells of Christmas. And be listening. 828-884-9427 is the number to call when you hear the bells of Christmas. I'm trying to think. Governor Cooper speaks at 3 o'clock today.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
And we will air that. And I have no idea what he's going to talk about.
You know, I thought so many times that he is going to do, and then he has not.
Yeah.
So I'm not even going to guess at this point. I do know the hospitalizations were at another record. I don't think we've broken the 4,500 cases in a day record.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's.
I'm fearful of what, not fearful, apprehensive maybe is a better word. Pick my words carefully there, about what he may impose and the direction we may go. But I also saw several articles today from local hospitals and health officials saying that the hospitals are they're just not overwhelmed, but they
it went over 2,000
hospitalizations.
It's 2,033 currently hospitalized. And here's the bad part. We were down around 5.6% of the daily percent positive, 10.2.
So it doubled.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the target goal was, what, 4% of
she said 5% or less is what she would like to see.
So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what he's going to talk about. And he may talk. May have nothing new to implement. We'll see.
What changed last time was he took the section on the face mask and made a new executive order bolstering that, making it mandatory in almost every situation where you are unable to social distance and it's not your family. So that was and I read it, and it's quite lengthy for. And he put some teeth into it. It can be enforced.
Yes. There could be repercussions. I'm not saying there will be, but there could be if they were so chosen to enforce them.
He has surprised me. And I've always tried to be very fair, even if I don't like somebody's philosophy or politics. I've always tried to be very fair and listening. And he has surprised me. And that I really don't believe he wants to go backwards. I think he knows that that would be a very difficult thing financially, and that he wants North Carolina to be a thriving state economically.
Yeah.
So I think he has resisted and resisted. But the as he said, that he's going to let the data guide him. I think that's exactly what he's done.
Yeah.
But now it's just not getting better. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And other states are backing up.
Really?
Rapidly backing up. So.
So I don't know. I will just wait and see. And you know, speculations are all over the board. But we'll wait. And 3 o'clock, we will air that at 3 o'clock. And what we will do is we'll get gleanings from Calvary with Brother Dean on a little bit ahead of 3 o'clock because we have that 3 o'clock broadcast. So. We'll get that on, and we will not air the question and answer time. We only air the statement time. So that's 3 o'clock today.
I listened to that just in case a reporter asks a question and his answer shocks me.
Yeah.
And I want to be armed with truth. Other than that, it's just same questions over and over.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm sorry the way I am because me and the media don't get along either. But I can tell you when they will say the next person is so-and-so with the such-and-such, I can tell you who's going to ask one question and who's going to – I'll hear follow up, and I know exactly which ones they're going to do it each time, and I know what they're going to do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not that it aggravates me, but I guess it does that, you know, you're listening and you want relevant information. And when you hear the same question asked, you know, multiple times, it's like, okay, if you don't have something, you know, more relevant, he's already answered that. So,
well,
anyway,
let me run a quick rabbit.
Sure.
And this is where me and the news media parted ways. And it goes way back. Those are people who remember, there was the scandal at the PTL club with Jim Baker.
Mm-hmm.
And through all of that, somewhere in that mess, he asked Jerry Falwell to take it over and run it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm watching television news and I hear a question that they asked Jerry Falwell, and then I heard his answer and I like that came through the TV set and choked Dr. Falwell.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to have at the time the Liberty Channel. Dr. Falwell said, we're now going to air the press conference in its total entirety. Go. They asked the question that I heard front ways,
mm-hmm.
which would require a negative answer. Then they asked the same question again backwards, which would cause a positive. They then spliced the question with the wrong answer, and that's what aired.
Oh, wow. So it was all wrong.
Completely wrong. They spliced it to make it look like he said something he did not say. It was that point that I don't believe clips. Yeah. I will try to find the whole video, because when you just show a clip, you can make your case. But yeah. If you show the whole thing, you can lose your case.
That's true.
Very quickly. So that's my rabbit for today.
Well,
maybe
it's a good rabbit to run.
You know, you just, first of all, my dad was a newsman.
Mm-hmm.
And back in the day, even though he was probably a lot of people would not have gone with his politics or persuasion. But back in the day of Walter Cronkite, he reported the news.
Mm-hmm.
And he would just report the news. He didn't come on with his opinion. And what we used to do, this is the way it used to be. You report the news, leave it up to the people to look at it.
Right.
Then they have editorialists who say, this is the facts of the news, but here's what makes me mad about it. And you mm-hmm. give your opinion of why you don't like that law. You don't go in and say he said something he didn't say.
Yeah.
All of that has now been changed to a journalism that I call your stupid journalism.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what he said because you're not smart enough to know.
Yep.
And that makes me mad. And the thing that was so cool about 9/11, what we did there is we skipped all the commentators' remarks about what they thought and just went to people who were in charge in different places and aired what they were saying, so we could just get a panorama view of, you know, Rudy Giuliani, the president, anybody else in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, that was in leadership.
Yeah.
So you just got people talking what they knew.
Yeah. And I think true news is that your job in news is to report the details, not give your opinion. And that's what real reporting is, and giving the facts and letting the people decide themselves how they feel about it.
Yeah. Who said facts are a stubborn thing?
Yeah.
Or what was that show years ago? Was it Dragnet? Just the facts, ma'am.
Just the facts. Yep. I think we need to get back to that. Drop net and drag some of them and hey, get it all fixed. But nonetheless, yeah. So we'll see what happens today. Again, we'll air that. And if there's anything in the question and answer, I appreciate Brother Roger. He sticks with it. And after we've pulled away, he stays and listens to that. And there have been times that the question and answer time has brought up a point that had not been discussed, and some new information came in that. But we are during the month of December. I don't know how many folks heard prayer time yesterday. It was nice to hear Pastor Barton.
Amen.
He sounded weak, but it was nice to hear him. He is, of course, getting, I guess we can say, getting over. He's on the other side of COVID, but still weak and still in quarantine because of a fever that kind of keeps recurring in the evenings. But please continue to pray for him and others that are sick with COVID, and our hearts go out to a family, friends of ours, and a dear evangelist wife passed away with COVID last night. The last I'd heard is this dear man of God was in the hospital himself with COVID, but his wife did not survive it. And we're sure praying for the family there. But continue to pray for all those that are sick. And, you know, the flu, it is going around as well. I don't know how widespread it is. I haven't seen anything that's caught the news headlines yet. But for prayer time in the month of December, what Pastor Barton is going to do is we sign the AM off at 5:15. So Brother Rogers' newscast is pretty much the last part of the day. But if you've got a prayer request or anything you would like mentioned, please call us and we'll try to give those between 4:30 and 5. Anytime, we're here for your prayer requests. So please, we don't want to put that, as they say, pigeonhole that into one little spot. We're here all the time if you've got a prayer request, something on your heart. But for the drive time, prayer time slot, Pastor Barton will call in when he's feeling like it. It won't necessarily be every day. So we'll have a time of music in that 5:15 spot. And then again, if Pastor feels like it, if there's something he wants to share, he will come on and do that by phone. So we won't have Facebook. We won't be live streaming it like, you know, we have been. So that's just some notes to put away for folks, and to please help us spread the word.
And another news thing, I did a story on upcoming blood drives in Transylvania County, and one of them is Anchor Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
This email was forwarded to me, and it says, I would like to share some information about type O blood and the impact your upcoming blood drive can make. They say, while all blood types are needed, blood types O negative and O positive must be collected at a higher rate to keep up with hospital demand. In emergency situations when there's no time to determine the patient's blood type, doctors reach for type O blood. So they say that blood's always in high demand and often in low supply.
Yeah.
So they are, I think, putting out a request to all of you come, whatever you are, but specifically,
yeah,
they could use the O donors. So,
and if you have had COVID and you're over it, you're completely symptom free for a certain amount of time, They're looking for folks that would be willing to donate plasma because that's I credit that with helping to save my life when I was in the hospital. I received plasma along with a lot of other stuff. But so you can only, of course, you can only give that if you've had COVID. And the antibodies stay in your blood, different people, different lengths of time. So that's something else in blood drives that we would like to remind folks about. But here at Anchor, we are doing a blood drive. It'll be in our fellowship hall. It will all be done with the utmost care as far as social distancing and sanitizing the stations. The Red Cross, they hold a very high standard with that. And so it's going to be from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. And you can go online to redcrossblood.org, and you can find the blood drive, and you can sign up for a donation time, or you can just show up. So the 28th of December. Be here before we know it, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. here at Anchor.
Amen.
Yeah, and you know, I know it's odd, but I really, until I was hospitalized with COVID, did not know what my blood type was. That's crazy to think about. I've had children and been in the hospital a couple times and all this, but I have tried to give blood once before, but my blood tends to clot rather quickly, so they have a really hard time getting me through the process of giving enough blood. But I found out I'm B positive. So I'm like, that's my blood type, and that's what I need.
You
my
get the
attitude.
B positive.
I am B positive. So there we go. Oh, let's see, Brother Roger. I don't know what you have in your basket today.
I have some food things.
Oh,
here.
Well, let's definitely go that way.
Oh, there's some offers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wendy's, they want you to eat a burger for breakfast.
Oh.
So they're giving away free breakfast Baconators.
Huh.
For customers who make a purchase between yesterday and December the 27th. To redeem the offer, customers will need to make their order through the Wendy's mobile app, or they can access a QR code from the app, and they can get it scanned when they visit. Wendy's is added its breakfast Baconator to menus in early March. And what they did is they took the beef out and replaced it with sausage patty.
Oh, okay.
And fresh cracked eggs, 6 strips of applewood smoked bacon.
Goodness.
2 slices of American cheese and Swiss cheese sauce sandwiched between 2 buns.
That's a big sandwich.
Yeah, I would, just the calories alone would freak me out, and
goodness,
I would have to say no.
Great day. Well, do you have that about McDonald's doing a?
I do.
Okay, yeah. I glanced over it. I didn't print it, so I'll let you cover that one.
November is called No Shave November, and it's they guys to grow their beards and mustaches and don't shave.
Mm-hmm.
And there is an organization, No Shave November, that does and sponsors research for cancer. So now what they're wanting to do is shave it completely off and put the picture on social media. And I'll see here Twitter or Instagram using the hashtag #ShaveTheNumber4McRibSweepstakes. And tag at McDonald's. The first 10,000 entries will receive a code for a free McRib available via McDelivery Uber Eats while supplies last. And so they're partnering with that organization to help raise money for cancer research.
Yeah. And again, it is all the money that they raise and things does go toward cancer research, very similar to like the funds that Relay for Life will raise. So yeah, I saw the thing, something about a McRib, and you know, the thing with McRib, for a limited time only. And I guess people who like them, but maybe not enough to buy them all year long. I don't know.
It wouldn't be on my top list. It says in the article, you have to shave in order to eat the McRib, or you're going to wear it.
That's true. I've never had one.
I am one letter higher than you. I'm A positive.
Oh, we'll see. Hey, we're positive.
You get to be positive. I'm just A positive.
Well, you're a positive person. Yes.
Oh, good news.
Yeah. And yesterday we talked about deliveries and dates and things. And I went on to the Postal Service and did a quick check. And kind of in a nutshell, retail ground, you need to get it by the 15th of December. First class mail, December 18th. Priority mail, the 19th. And Priority Mail Express Service, which means break out your pocketbook, that's December 23rd for those procrastinators.
What's really funny is my gift that is coming for Christmas and Melody's gift that is coming for Christmas, I know that mine was sent second to air, so I knew it was going to be here sometime today. Mm-hmm. My wife sends me a text and says, hers will be here today. So arriving at the same day is both our gifts.
There
so
you go.
We're going to we may have Christmas.
Well, why not? It's just like,
yeah, why not? We do, since we happen to know what they are.
Yeah. So I'm for it. I'm all for it. I have a hard time. If I buy something early, I have a hard time keeping it until the time, like whether it's a birthday or anything. But I'm waiting on a package for a birthday, and it's not here, and the birthday's tomorrow, so we'll see.
I have another package out, and it actually sent me a thing and said, it was supposed to arrive yesterday. It said, it is in transit and delayed, but don't panic, it's still coming.
Yeah, well, that was good. Yeah. And I did also notice when I ordered something recently that they said that you can sign up when you buy something, when you purchase something online and are having it delivered. You can, in some cases, click and get text alerts or email alerts as to the status. And so that's always something else that you can do. Kind of back to the McRib, Jeremy Queen said that McRibs will be served at the marriage supper.
For those who come in last place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll just leave that one alone, and we'll just move on there.
You know, for some people, it's McNice. For others, it's McNasty.
McNasty. I would have to be, not knocking anything, but I'd have to be on the McNasty side of that if I cast a vote. But hey, to each their own. I did also a real quick survey online of some things to see what people can do, because of course with COVID, a lot of things are different. I could probably say most things are different. We've got several things that you can still enjoy safely as far as the safe distance, social distancing and all that. The Hendersonville Christmas Parade is going to be like a reverse parade, and it's coming up this Saturday, December the 7th. Is that the right
date?
That's
when they normally do it.
Is that why did that date? Saturday's the 5th. And I'm thinking
they normally do it on the first weekend in the month of December.
Yeah. So I went onto their website, and this was pulled, but Saturday, December 7th, 2020, that's not, Saturday's the 5th. But they're doing
it. Yeah, it still says December 7th, huh?
Yeah. I thought maybe I hit a typo, but I just copied and pasted it directly into this document. But going to say Saturday, 5 to 7, a drive-through parade. Unless it's Monday, December 7th, I might get you to do some checking while I'm running through this, Brother Roger, if you can, just to make sure. But what happens, all the parade participants stay still, and everybody who wants to see the parade, you drive by. And they're going to have it for 2 hours from 5 to 7. And they say they will be live streaming the event, and they will post that link as it gets closer. Canton is having what they call Stay and Play Drive-Through Parade, and that's going to be this Thursday, December the 3rd, at 6 o'clock. And same premise. The spectators will drive the parade route while the entries stay still. And at the end of the route, they will have a treat bag for the kids while supplies last. So that's Thursday at 6 o'clock in Canton. Also, the lights at Lake Julian are going. They will go through December the 23rd. They run nightly from 6 to 9 o'clock. There is an admission. $10 for a vehicle, $25 for a larger van, $50 for motor coaches and buses. They say it takes about, 10 minutes to drive around the loop, but you can make a second loop if you want at no charge. And again, that's at Lake Julian. The gingerbread houses at Grove Park, they are not open for viewing, but you can go online to omnihotels.com. And then just click the Asheville Grove Park, and you can view the gingerbread houses virtually. Also, the Tryon Equestrian Center is the location for Shadrach's Christmas drive-thru. You know, Shadrach's used to be at the Ag Center, but a couple of years ago, they lost that location. Things just didn't work out or something. So the Equestrian Center in Tryon, that's not far from, our area. And it's going through January the 3rd, nightly from 6 to 10 p.m. Takes about 30 minutes to drive through. They've got several miles of lights. So it takes about 30 minutes. And you can go to the Tryon Equestrian Center's website and buy your ticket online. And they do have different prices for the weekend, so you can find out about that. Also, heard a lot about this but never been, the lights at the Bristol Speedway in Bristol, Tennessee. Just over the mountain, a gorgeous drive, I will add. They are running through January 2nd. They started back on November 13th. And you get to drive around the speedway, the track one time, and they've got all the lights up, and sometimes there's quite a wait for that, so just know that you might have to wait in line. But it runs from 6 to 10 o'clock each evening. The lights at the Arboretum would be considered Asheville, the Blue Ridge Parkway Arboretum right there off of 191, they had a walkthrough previously, but due to COVID, they have transitioned the walk-through to an all drive-through. At 5:30 to 10:30. So they've got several hours kind of extended from some of the others. And you do need to buy your ticket online. That's the only way, as I understand, how you can get your ticket. So you go to the North Carolina Arboretum website, and it's like $25 for your personal vehicle, like a church bus or van. Probably, I think it's 25 or 30. The pre-sale, is 25 for a car, 30 at the gate. So you can buy it at the gate. That's changed. Okay, so check out the Arboretum website and find out about that. And then Bob Jones University in Greenville, they are opening their campus for a drive-through Christmas light display. That's going to be December 4th through January 4th in the evenings. So you can follow the signs there. And then Shanna told me about the Billy Graham Library. They are doing a Christmas at the Library Experience going through December 23rd, Monday through Thursday, 5 to 9, Friday and Saturday, 5 to 10. You do have to go online and pre-register and get your tickets, but they have got a host of things that they still offer, and they can do it safely with COVID restrictions. So that's a couple of different things that I know about, and I'm still digging to find more things.
The Hendersonville, I was 100% convinced it's on a Saturday because of previous years and logistics and all kinds of things. But as I read through this website, I got down to towards the bottom, and it says, in the event that we have severe inclement weather on 12/5/20.
There we go.
So that confirms it right there.
Okay.
By the way, I don't think it's at... Is the library in Charlotte or is the library at Ridgecrest?
This is the library in Charlotte.
Okay. There are one of the things that I saw that was pretty cool is the barn. And you enter into that barn, which has all the artifacts and things for you just to look at. You don't enter through barn doors. It is formed out in the shape of a cross, and you go in through the cross.
Oh, wow. That's good. Yeah, they've got, from what I can see here, again, you have to make your reservation due to COVID, and they've got very limited and strict guidelines. But they've got their live nativity. They have got carriage rides. They've got story time, Christmas dinners, and a caroling time, journey of faith, and goodies, holiday goodies there. So that's, from what I understand, this is the Christmas special at the Billy Graham Library, which is in Charlotte. And I don't know that the Cove in Black Mountain, I don't know that they're doing any general Christmas offerings. I know previously the Collingsworth family has been at the Cove. I hate to miss
and
that.
And they actually are doing a live concert tonight.
Ooh.
But it's, you have to pay for it.
Okay.
Here we go. Collingsworth family. Online concert at 7 p.m. Let me see if they say you have to go to, you have to order your ticket at keepthemusicalive.live.
Okay, give that one more time.
Keep the music alive. That's all run together. Dot live. And that's where you order and pay for it. And then you check your email. And then you'll get a second email with an e-ticket download. It is no... Oh, never mind. It's come and gone.
Oh, well. Maybe they'll do another one.
It was yesterday.
Ah, well, I love the Collingsworth family. So, and I know a lot of groups are, since they can't really go out and do concerts or be in services, a lot of them are doing things online. A lot of them in the extreme lockdown that was countrywide, they were doing free concerts, and a lot of folks enjoyed those. And yes, again, confirming the Henderson County Parade is the 5th. The 7th was maybe a holdover from last year because that was the date of last year. And Jeremy Queen says that we can just starve up there. So, fine. I felt the love of Christ in that answer.
Well, and the sad thing is I was going to do something sweet for him because today's Giving Tuesday, and he's taking the joy out of my giving now.
Yeah, lost that one, buddy. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, not really. But anyway, yep. Yeah, Well, got a Swap Shop item here. Also want to give Brother Roger time to share his heart with us. And also traffic, I didn't see anything. I'll let Brother Roger do a double check while I read our Swap Shop item here. A deluxe rollaway bed comes with a 2-inch foam mattress topper, the mattress pad, the full bed cover. New, they paid $300. They are asking $150. Also, a Lifestyler treadmill, model 2802, like new condition, $595 new is what they paid. They're asking $200. They're downsizing. This is over in the Skyland area, 684-7969, 684-7969.
All right. There's a lot of verses in Deuteronomy that, you know, people don't read that book very often, but they jump out at you. The Lord, He is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Now, I'm going to read something that Charles Spurgeon said about this verse. In the presence of a great work or a great warfare, here is a text which should help us to buckle on our harness. If Jehovah himself goes before us, it must be safe to follow.
Yeah, that's good.
Who can obstruct our progress if the Lord himself is in the van?
Amen.
Come, brother soldiers, let us make a prompt advance. Why do we hesitate to pass on to victory? Nor is the Lord before us only, he is with us. Above, beneath, around, within is the omnipotent, omnipresent one. In all time, even to eternity, he will be with us, even as he has been.
Yes, and amen.
That to me just just hang, put, just hang in there and follow him. And I could not help but think of the great song, and I just want to reiterate the words, and so you really think about them. He leadeth me. Oh, blessed thought. Oh, words with heavenly comfort wrought. Whate'er I do, where'er I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. And it says, Lord, I would clasp thine hand in mine, nor ever murmur, nor repine. Content, whatever lot I see. There's a 2020 line.
Amen.
Since 'tis thy hand that leadeth me. And then it says, and when my task on earth is done, when by thy grace the victory's won, even death's cold wave I will not flee, since God through Jordan leadeth me. I'm grateful, but listen, the chorus says, his faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. And so I thought that'd be a great way to go out with this devotion. He leadeth me.